Remarks of President Truman at the Newport, Arkansas Airport, 2 July 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed with great pleasure that I at this time introduce to you our congressman and friend, Honorable Wilbur D. Mills, who will introduce to you the President of the United States and his party, Congressman Mills.
Mayor Howard, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take just a moment to introduce some very distinguished citizens of Arkansas who've been accompanying the President on his tour of North Arkansas today. First, I want to introduce a very distinguished native son of Arkansas, the Secretary of the Treasury, the Honorable John Snyder. I want to next introduce one of my distinguished colleagues in the House of Representatives, the Honorable Jim Trumbull of the 3rd Congressional District. We have so many others that they just haven't been able to get themselves up here yet. We have the Secretary of the Army, Frank Pace. We have an adopted son of Arkansas, the Secretary of Interior, the Honorable Oscar Chapman, but they're not here right now. I want to now introduce our distinguished governor, the Honorable Sid McMahon. I never can get that Secretary of the Senate, the Honorable Les Biffle, to appear in front of a crowd this big, so he's standing off here somewhere. Now we'll pass these and get to the important personage who's with us. Come here, Les. Get up here. Les Biffle. Frank Pace. Secretary of the Interior, Oscar Chapman. They were just a little late getting here, and I almost... They had two big watermelons, they said. Somebody better check their patch. It's my distinguished privilege, my high honor, to present to you my personal friend, one whom I consider to be the friend of all mankind, one who carries the greatest burdens of any individual in the world today, one who thinks in terms constantly of the establishment of a peace in which your children and mine may live in happiness. I present the President of the United States.
Congressman Mills, distinguished guests, it is always a very great pleasure for me to appear before a crowd like this, because by doing that, you can understand just exactly what kind of a person the President of the United States is. A lot of people misrepresent him. They tell a lot of tales about what he does and what he believes and what he is. But when you see and talk to him, and he can talk to you, you find out that his interest is entirely your interest. Now, a great many things happen to the President when he's on a tour. We're driving around down the road today, and our advance police cars push people off the road. And we came by a great big truck with a tough truck driver on it, and he was very much put out. because he'd been pushed off the road, and he asked me, he says, "Who do you think you are, the President of the United States?" Well, I said, sometimes people call me that, and I think I earned it in 1948, and he was very much surprised. And so was I, because I think he was happy when he found out that the President of the United States had really pushed him off the road. If it had been some other person, he might have been in a frame of mind to cause trouble. I know a story about President Coolidge. President Coolidge always arose early, like I do. And he'd transact a lot of business before anybody else got up in the White House. And along about 7 o'clock in the morning, he telephoned down to the pantry and said that he'd like to have his breakfast. And the new waiter on the job didn't recognize his voice, and he says, "Who do you think you are, the President of the United States?" He said, "Well, I was elected President of the United States. I'd like to have my breakfast." This fellow said, "All right, you shall have it, and I'll bring it up right away." But this trip down here has been a most satisfactory one. I've been able to see people in Arkansas and to tell people in Arkansas exactly what a Democratic administration means to the South. I hope all of you will listen to or read the speech I made up at Bull Shoals Dam. You'll find that the welfare of this country has always been the first thing in the minds of the people who are now running the country. You'll find that the welfare of the farmer, the laboring man, the businessman has been the first idea in the minds of the people who are now running the government. And you'll find a lot of other things that will be of very great interest to you. You'll also find that this part of the world, and the South generally, has profited as no other part of the country has profited from the fact that the Democrats have been in control of the government for the past 20 years. And you'll find that your interests are wrapped up in that control for the next 4 years. Now, I have announced on March 29th that I do not intend to run for re-election. I'll have been in the office nearly 8 years by the 20th of January, 1953, and on the 8th of May, 1953, I'll be 69 years old, or young, whichever way you want to put it. I told them this morning that I still had an expectancy of 20 years. But this thing you must remember, that the oldest man who was ever elected President of the United States was 68 years old, and he lived just 1 month after he was inaugurated. I have no ambition to go out in that way. You know, politicians have a way of staying too long. They either have to be carried out feet first or they have to be kicked out. Now, I don't want that to happen to me. And I'll still be just as interested in the welfare of the country and in the welfare of the Democratic Party as I have been as an office holder for the last 30 years. I want to express my appreciation for the hospitality and the cordiality of your reception to me today all along the trip that I've taken. I've had a grand time with your great progressive governor, Sid McMahon. I think he is one of the great governors of the 48 states. And it's my private opinion, and I've got no business monkeying with the politics of Arkansas, that you ought to send him back to the governor's chair in this fall when the election is held. And I hope you'll do just that. Thank you a lot for your cordiality, your hospitality, and your grand reception of the President of the United States.